Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You should meet me on the east side.
He used to meet me on the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side, the city where the sun don't set.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. They're celebrating the 25th location of Club Fitness, now open in O'Fallon, Illinois. And because they're celebrating, you can join for just 25 cents. Guinness Book of World Records says Instagram and Jennifer Aniston created a stir. She was the fastest celebrity, fastest person really, to get to 1 million followers on Instagram. Took her just 5 hours and 16 minutes.
Who held the record prior?
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle when they put out Sussex Royal. Yeah.
That's crazy. How many does she have now?
11.1 million.
That's insane.
I know. But
Has to make you feel good. If you're Jennifer Aniston, aren't you like,
yeah,
oh, that's nice.
It makes you feel good for about 5 minutes until some troll says something nasty about your photo.
I did see a nasty story about the photo. I don't want to repeat it because
really?
It's ridiculous.
About what photo?
About the picture she posted.
Oh, this
yeah.
Wow.
And somebody that says they saw something in the photo. I don't want to repeat it. So I'm not going to because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, give me a break, people.
So follow us, please. It makes us feel good today.
Courtney and Co. Y98. And on there, you can get all the rest of our Instagram handles. Sorry, our IG handles. October 28th, if you're a fan of wrestling, WWE is getting Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair.
Woo! That's big.
Brother. Yeah, that's awesome. And I will tell you this, having gone to an event years ago, here in St. Louis, there's usually like people that aren't on the bill that show up at the very end. Like I got to see Dave Bautista, Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy, wrestle Triple H. It was really cool, and they were not on the bill.
My money's on Hogan. They're not fighting, are they?
I don't know.
I've heard that.
I mean,
they're going to put him back in the ring.
Oh, so that's
it's
here.
Said they got
yes,
yeah,
it's here.
Yeah,
it's
oh,
here.
Okay.
It's here.
It says it. Updated event card. So
yeah, it was already on sale, I believe, but now
yeah.
They're coming.
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
I don't know. Ric Flair, though? Whoa. He's got to be. Woo. He's got to be close to 70.
Some more local schmig. Leaving Channel 4, evening anchor Courtney Bryant.
Yeah. Mm. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I know.
She's good.
She is
very good.
Also, last night, Ghost Hunters featured the haunted Oakville Hotel.
Yeah, the Springs Hotel, I believe.
We talked about it a couple weeks ago, but a lot of people watched it last night. And I've been waiting, and it's finally downloaded, the podcast Office Ladies with St. Louis and Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey. And I downloaded it yesterday, and in the office, I said to Courtney, I was like, oh, 51 minutes. That's awfully long to just talk about the pilot episode. It's fascinating. And we can maybe, I haven't made it all the way through the podcast, but once I do, we could maybe do some office fun facts outside of Schmig, because Ken Kwapis, the directors from Belleville. Mm-hmm. They talk a lot about Ken Kwapis and little things that you might not have known. It's pretty interesting. And Jenna Fisher, it's funny. Jenna Fisher comes with like all these typed notes and her laptop and everything's very organized. And Angela Kinsey, who played like straight-laced Angela on the show, very anal retentive, she just like writes things on post-it notes with colorful Sharpies. She's kind of disorganized and nothing like her character on the show, which makes sense because they wouldn't be best friends in real life if it weren't for that. The most powerful people in entertainment, the top 100 list from The Hollywood Reporter. And
did I crack it this year?
I'm sorry.
104. Sorry. Yeah, you're getting close, though, Courtney.
I know. I mean, Tom Cruise was 96, if it makes you feel any better.
No, it doesn't.
He had a down year, though. So.
The biggest celebrity comes in at
I've had several down years.
The biggest celebrity comes in at number 15. That's Oprah. The top spots go to all the CEOs and heads of companies.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Iger from Disney is number one because they own everything now. The two guys who run Netflix come in at number two. And Marvel Studios president Kevin yeah, makes number
finally
five.
A Kevin.
And way to go.
Kevin Feig, is that it? F-E-I-G-E?
How is it pronounced?
Feig?
Nine different ways.
Okay. I know, that's why I didn't
I hear
say it.
Yeah, I don't know.
F-E-I-G-E is right, though, Kevin. And speaking of Marvel and Disney, a lot of people were really nervous when Marvel got the rights to Deadpool back. Because Marvel is owned by Disney, and they're afraid Disney's going to, like, clean up Deadpool, which, what's the point then of going to see
right.
a Deadpool movie? But the person who wrote the first two movies says business as usual. They've promised to let them play in the R-rated Deadpool universe.
That's not good.
Yeah. So they're excited about that.
And with Disney involved, I heard Donald Duck is going to be the villain.
Oh, okay, good. That'll make it solid. And this is pretty sweet. The girl whose tweet launched a hit remake of Toto's song Africa. There was a girl, well, she's a teenager, named Mary, who started a social media campaign 2 years ago to get Weezer to cover the song Africa. Kept bugging them, and then all of a sudden they, like, surprised us and just dropped the track. Well, when the song went gold, that meant it sold 500,000 copies, and Weezer just sent Mary her own gold record in the shape of Africa. All cool. framed and
that's,
looking cool.
Yeah. That's cool. They mm-hmm. sent some gold as well.
Yeah, it was their first number one hit in 10 years.
But how cool is that?
So,
she's
yeah.
She's responsible for it all.
Yeah, right.
How many other bands is she tweeting now like crazy? Like, you know what
I'm,
you guys should cover?
I'm the genius.
99 of the balloons.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40. And like we said, 7:40 tomorrow morning in the Schmig Schmackdown. Celine Dion.
Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Club Fitness, celebrating their 25th location in O'Fallon, Illinois. Join now for 25 cents. Disney Plus, not messing around. And they're pretty cocky. I think they plan on having every single person in the world sign up for Disney Plus because they are willing to spend per episode on their new shows that they're creating for the streaming service. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which is a Marvel show. WandaVision and Hawkeye, also Marvel. And the new Star Wars show, The Mandalorian. They're willing to spend as much as $25 million per episode.
What?
Wow.
Now, they say The Mandalorian is kind of bargain basement because it's only going to cost $15 million an episode.
That's crazy.
Wow.
But the budget for original content in 2020 alone is just short of $1 billion.
Holy
and that's
cow.
Why Disney CEO is on the Hollywood Reporter's top 100 Man. Power list at number one.
Zero chance this fails, right?
I think so.
There's just no
I don't
way.
See it
there
failing.
Is
I think
no
you're
way.
Right.
It seems like they're doing everything right. I understand they're spending an exorbitant amount of money, but there's no way we're like, remember what a joke Disney Plus was?
Yeah. They're not getting my dollars.
They're not?
Nope.
All right, maybe they'll fail.
I'm not in.
I think they're going to be just
No,
fine.
They're going to be fine with
like,
me.
Hulu's surviving, and I'm always like, right. what's yeah. up with Hulu?
They have the Handmaid's yep. Tale.
I know, and they all everything finds their way, but like,
listen,
there's
I
no
think,
way this fails.
I think I'm signing up for Hulu Plus pretty soon because you can do Hulu Live TV. And our service lost the Cardinals and the Blues. And my husband, he has not been taking it well. So I think we're going to have to cut what we're doing and sign up for Hulu Plus. Mm-hmm. And Disney Plus is also doing that thing. It's $6.99, but you can do Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, or whatever ESPN thing, and Hulu bundled for $12.99.
Why would you not do that?
Yeah, that's a good deal.
You can't do it yet. You can't do it, I believe, until November 12th when Disney Plus actually launches. So, and that doesn't include Hulu Live TV. God, I sound like a Hulu rep. What the heck? Send checks to Jen and she'll make sure your Hulu turns on. Lizzo, you knew it was a matter of time before she got sued for copyright. There are these two brothers, Justin and Jeremiah Raisin, and they're saying in her song Truth Hurts that they came up with the line that my daughter likes to sing. I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% plus six. It's not plus six. But they say they helped Lizzo write a song 2 years ago called Healthy. And I just took a DNA test, was in there. And
it's exactly the same.
It's exactly the same.
It's identical in that song as it is in the new song.
Here's both songs.
I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% dead bitch, even when I'm crying crazy. I just did a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% dead bitch, even when I'm holistic.
Yeah.
Well, she does say take and get. That's the difference between the two.
They say they've been fighting for credit for 2 years. Her attorney says they're full of it and they didn't write any part of the old song or the new song.
But it's actually, they read a tweet from somebody that wrote that. And this woman's fighting it too. Because she's like, you've stolen like my personality, my sense of humor. She put it out there first and these guys saw it. And that's when they put it in there.
What a mess.
It's really messy.
Yeah.
It sounds like those guys probably, I mean, that's so weird. Because you would think, okay, take the tweet out of it. You would think that these guys have an argument. That's a line from the song that they wrote.
But then they shouldn't get anything if this woman had the tweet first.
The woman had the tweet first.
Because then that woman's, as soon as they get money, that woman's going after them.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, what a mess.
The woman it really is the originator of this line.
Agreed.
It came from her brain.
Hmm. So
she is, in fact, 100%.
Yes.
Well, and Lizzo at her show at the very end, she comes out with these gold sequin pants, and on the butt it says 100%. That's on the right leg, and the other word's on the left leg.
And this woman is entitled to some of those pants, too, as far as I'm concerned.
The pants were pretty darn sweet. Jennifer Aniston setting a Guinness World Record for the fastest to 1 million followers on Insta. 5 hours and 16 minutes. She's already passed 11 million. Before that, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle made it in 5 hours and 45 minutes. Some people said there were so many people rushing to follow her Instagram account that there were technical difficulties.
That happened to Courtney and Company's page when it first got up and running.
What a nightmare that was, you know, but we got through it.
Listen, on our Instagram right now, you can see some sweet Harlem Globetrotters pictures.
Yeah, that's right. Sweet Lou 2 and Zeus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jen Meyer spinning on both hands.
And of course, my friend was like, did you shoot at the wrong basket? No, but I confessed because I just, you know, can't be around anyone talking about basketball without, I don't know, like paying for my sins, I guess. Gretchen Wilson, Pocahontas, Illinois' own, was asked to leave her hotel early Sunday morning, apparently because she was a redneck woman. She refused to keep quiet. And now she's calling for a boycott of the hotel. They knocked on her door several times telling her to keep it down, but it didn't work. So they ended up calling 911. And apparently she used the celebrity card and they said, we don't care. Keep it down. She said she paid for the room, which she couldn't care less what anybody thinks, which makes me think of our friend Greg Warren, you know.
The one star
people who are like, I paid for this room.
I paid my taxes.
They're talking about sales taxes. It's very on brand for her.
I know, right? Yep. Are you expecting anything else?
Mm-hmm.
She came out when she introduced herself to us with this is who I am.
I'm a redneck woman. I know high class.
Lance, how are the roads looking?
I didn't know Anita Baker sang that song.
In a heated rush, I found somebody who will understand. I found a lover with a slow hand. Ooh, lover with a slow hand. And I get all excited with his easy touch.
Soft, right?
I found somebody who will
all the way back to
1981. At number two on the charts. Can I bring it back locally? The Pointer Sisters, although they're from Oakland, one of the current members is Issa Pointer, the daughter of Ruth Pointer, who was married, and Issa Pointer's father is Dennis Edwards, former Temptation,
what?
Who lived in Florissant, Missouri.
Dennis Edwards' daughter is in the current Pointer Sisters?
Correct.
And her name is Issa Pointer?
Issa Pointer.
She has a bit of a temper like her dad. You never want to disappoint her.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. It's, that's like reverse.
Is that the reverse bell?
That's the bell. Reverse bell.
No, you need that sound effect I told you to get the other day, Kevin.
This one?
Wow. By the way.
Disappointer. It's D apostrophe.
I don't remember the sound.
I'll tell you.
That song goes to longtime listener and huge Pointer Sisters fan, Chris.
Yes, Chris is a...
Chris Ritter.
A great fan of the show, and he deserved that.
Yes.
That's a remarkable piece of trivia.
Rocktober. Hey, I always try and bring it back to St. Louis somehow.
And speaking of soft Rocktober, it is Jim Seal's birthday from Seals and Crofts. And Lance, I think you can do Summer Breeze justice.
Summer Breeze, Tim, makes me feel fine. Blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Diamond girl.
Ooh, that is a good song.
Jim Seals is 78, by the way. I'm not going to have you guess that one. But... it's Eminem's birthday. How old is Marshall Mathers III?
47.
You got it.
Hey! Hey! 40 in one shot. Made it count.
Didn't we get them all right the other day? Like a Monday?
We did. On Monday.
Eminem is 47. Wow.
I know, right?
That's trippy.
Everybody getting old.
All right. Let's see if we can go 3 for 3.
Norm from Cheers. George Wendt, who, fun fact... is the uncle of Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that already?
I didn't.
It's interesting, isn't
Went to Notre Dame.
Yeah. Who?
George Wendt?
Uh-huh. Jason Sudeikis went to KU.
I'm going to say George Wendt is 68.
67 is what I was going to say.
69?
I'm going to go there. 70.
71.
Oh.
And
real funny, George Wendt, turns out.
We'll do two more. Felicity Jones, who starred in Rogue One. She's also the notorious RBG in On the Basis of Sex and Stephen Hawking's wife in The Theory of Everything.
27.
30?
31?
32.
36.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, became a star later in life.
Baby.
And Mike Judge. I mean,
oh man,
we just talked about him the other week when Gary Cole was on. He created Office Space, Beavis and Butthead, and King of the Hill.
And what's the great
HBO Silicon Valley?
Yeah.
How old is Mike Judge? I couldn't remember.
And Daria.
Yeah, right, Daria.
Mike Judge. I'm gonna say 58.
53.
63.
55.
57. Yeah. You were closest, Courtney. Celebrity birthday.
I like him the best.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.